It's the 10-5 Kansas City Chiefs back at Arrowhead Stadium for their final game of the season. It's also Raider Week, the 7-8 Raiders coming in to Arrowhead Stadium. It's only 4 weeks after these two teams just played.
It did. In that game, the Chiefs won it 34-20, but you look at the game, it was a lot closer than that because it took three fourth-quarter interceptions by the Chiefs defense from second-year quarterback Derek Carr. Chiefs were able to get to him in that game, but you look at what it's going to mean for this game coming in this Sunday. It was just one of two games during this 9-game winning streak that the Chiefs have given up 20 points, so a lot of firepower on that Raiders offense. They got to be ready to go.
You look at this Raiders team, and the record doesn't show, but this is a scrappy team that's improving, and it all starts with Derek Carr, who you mentioned already. What do you like about Derek Carr?
There's a lot to like about Derek Carr, and I mean, he's just one touchdown shy of moving into second place on the NFL's all-time list for the most touchdowns thrown by a quarterback in the first 2 years of his career. When you start putting him in sentences with guys like Dan Marino, who threw 68 touchdowns in his first 2 years, I mean, that's pretty esteemed company. He's also just three touchdowns shy of tying the Raiders franchise record set by Daryl LaMonica back in 69. You've got to respect what he's been able to do over the last 2 years.
All right, well, you look at Carr on this offensive side of the football, but on the defensive side of the football, another young guy, Khalil Mack, who had a great rookie season, but now is looking like a monster.
He is. He leads the NFL with 15 sacks. He is an absolute monster. He's got speed. He's got power. He can convert speed to power. He can do a lot of different things. He had two sacks in the first game. I think he had like three tackles for loss. I mean, he was a problem in that first game. And that's somebody that I know the Chiefs are paying attention to. I mean, there's a lot of good pieces on this Oakland Raiders team. But again, Chiefs are playing at a high level. If they keep doing the things that they're doing, hopefully they can get their 10th consecutive win, which would be a franchise record.
All right, BJ. Well, it's a big time weekend. It's Raider Week. There's a number of playoff scenarios. The Chiefs could win the AFC West this weekend, depending on some other things. Also, alumni weekend. The Chiefs will be honoring Gary Green. Should be fun. Pushback time. Don't forget, 3:25 p.m. He's BJ Kissel, I'm Pete Sweeney, and now you know what to focus on.